This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the world's largest economies have unveiled an infrastructure plan for a developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but there is no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuses. Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden, has held talks at the summit site in England with French President Emmanuel Macron, and Macron told Biden that it was great to have a U.S. president part of the club and willing to cooperate. Relations between the allies have become strained during the 4 years of former U.S. President Donald Trump and his America First foreign policy. European Union negotiators say international talks on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with the Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital Saturday. A representative told the reporters in Vienna that the EU hopes to find ways to get very close to a final agreement in the coming days. Iran's seven presidential candidates have starkly different views in the country's final debate. Hardliners on Saturday described those seeking ties with the West as infiltrators. The race's sole moderate warned a hardline government would be bringing more sanctions from the Islamic Republic. Next week's election will see voters pick a candidate to replace a relatively moderate President Rouhani, whose term is limited from running again. This is VOA News. Moscow's mayor has ordered a week off for some workplaces and imposed restrictions on many businesses to help fight the coronavirus infections that have more than doubled in just the last week. The National Coronavirus Task Force reported more than 6,700 new confirmed cases Saturday in Moscow. That's compared with 2,900 on June 6th. And nationally, the daily tally spiked by nearly half over the past week. Moscow's mayor ordered enterprises that do food courts and children's play areas and shopping centers to close for a week, and restaurants and bars must limit their late-night service takeout. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has led thousands of motorcyclist supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo and got hit with a fine for failure to wear a mask in violation of local premises and pandemic restrictions. The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck, where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted Saturday as he insisted that remarks were useless for some already vaccinated. That's an assertion disputed by public health experts. Sao Paulo's government press office said a fine would be imposed for violation of the face mask requirement. The airline industry's recovery from the pandemic's passed a milestone as more than 2 million people streamed through U.S. airport security checkpoints Friday for the first time since early March 2020. The Transportation Security Administration announced Saturday that 2.3 million travelers were screened at airport security checkpoints on Friday. Airline bookings have been picking up since around February. A seat on a spaceship with billionaire Jeff Bezos went for $28 million for a live-action Saturday, and it concludes the month-long bidding process for the sightseeing trip on the Blue Origin's maiden voyage next month. Within 4 minutes of the open of Saturday's live phone auction, bids reached $20 million and beyond. The bidding closed 7 minutes after the auction began, and the identity of the winner, presumably an extra-wealthy space aficionado, was not ultimately disclosed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.